But what do you say to people who say this is just an affirmative action pick?
It's an interesting argument because in this country, the people who benefit most from affirmative action are white women. And yet no one claimed affirmative action when Justice Amy Coney Barrett was nominated and eventually confirmed.
In 27 days.
Right. And so when someone says affirmative action, the adverse to that is them basically saying that there are no qualified black women to serve on the Supreme Court. And that's obviously not true.
April Rain created the OscarSoWhite hashtag in 2015. A viral movement led the Academy to make sweeping changes to diversify its voting membership and film requirements. When it comes to the Supreme Court, only seven justices have not been white men in its 233-year history.
In essence, is this court so white?
It is. It is, and it's not just the Supreme Court, it's the entire federal judiciary. We come in all shapes and sizes and colors and genders and sexual orientations. The judiciary, up and down, from the Supreme Court to your local judge, should represent the community. That is why it's important to have more people who identify as women on the court. That is why it's important to have people who are visibly disabled. That is why it's important to think about people's ages as well, because these justices will be on the court for decades to come.